Chapter 2. The Lair. They did not go far, a couple of days' journey. The she-wolf's need to find what she searched for was now very strong. She was getting very heavy and could only run slowly. Her temper was shorter than ever, but One Eye had become more patient and more caring. Finally, she found the thing for which she searched. It was a cave a few miles up a small stream. She paused at the mouth of the cave and examined it carefully. Then she entered its narrow mouth. It was dry and cozy. She inspected it slowly, while One Eye stood in the entrance and patiently watched her. With a tired sigh, she relaxed her legs and lay down, her head towards the entrance. Her companion understood that she was pleased and satisfied, and waved his tail good-naturedly. One Eye was hungry. He could see the April sun shining on the snow, and even when he slept, he could hear the faint sound of running water. The feel of spring was in the air, and life was stirring. He looked anxiously at his mate, but she showed no desire to get up, so he walked out alone into the bright sunshine. He was away for 8 hours, and he came back through the darkness hungrier than when he had left. He had found prey, but he had not caught it. He paused at the mouth of the cave, suddenly suspicious. Faint, strange sounds came from inside. They were not sounds made by his mate, and yet they were slightly familiar. He made his way cautiously inside, carefully keeping his distance. Nevertheless, he could make out, sheltering between her legs, 5 little cubs, very weak, very helpless, making tiny whimpering noises, with eyes that did not open to the light. He was surprised. It was not the first time in his long and successful life that this had happened. It had happened many times, yet each time it was a fresh surprise to him. His mate looked at him anxiously. Every now and then she gave a low growl, and at times, when she thought he was approaching too near, the growl became a sharp snarl. She had never experienced such a thing before, but in her instinct there was a faint memory of fathers that had eaten their newborn, helpless cubs. It was a strong fear inside her. It had made her prevent One Eye from inspecting his cubs more closely. But there was no danger. Old One Eye was also feeling an instinct. He turned around and set off to find meat for his new family. The hours passed, and he found no food. Later in the afternoon, he came across a small bird. The bird tried to fly away, but he hit it with his paw and caught it in his teeth. Naturally, he began to eat, but then he remembered, stopped eating, and started for home, carrying the bird in his mouth. When he brought the result of his day's hunt into the cave, the she-wolf inspected it, turned to him, and lightly licked him on the neck. At the same time, she warned him away from the cubs, though with a snarl that was less harsh than usual and less threatening. Her instinctive fear of the father of her cubs was decreasing. He was behaving as a wolf father should, showing no desire to eat his young.